Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everybody, I am so excited to be here today bringing someone who is actually one of the original members of the SMU crew. So crazy, Karen, it's been a whirlwind of a couple of years. Karen George is an amazing, amazing social media manager who has a story that's a little bit different than anyone else, and I love that she's here joining us today. Karen, welcome.
Oh, thank you, you're so sweet. Thanks for picking me for honorable mention. I was very excited.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to make sure that we get this shared with everybody inside the SMU crew so everyone can support this, and it'll be so much fun. So can you do me a favor and share with me a little bit about what your journey has been like, kind of what you did before becoming a social media manager? And yeah, just tell me a little bit about your story.
It's a long story because I've been around for a while. But I'm originally from Corpus Christi, and I've lived in Houston for almost 20 years. But I was a teacher. I was a public school teacher. I taught English, 7th, 9th, and 10th grade. And then I was a weight loss counselor for Jenny Craig, believe it or not. And then I went back to school and when I lived in St. Louis and got my master's in counseling. So then I went into the mental health field, and I worked at an adult psychiatric group home, which is a really neat experience. So in total, I worked in the mental health field for 15 years. Wow. After that, I moved back down to Texas where my family is. And so I had a couple of jobs in the mental health field as a caseworker for the state. And then here in Houston, I have two jobs in the mental health field. The second one was for a nonprofit education and advocacy organization for mental health. And so I did two different jobs for them. I was the outreach a specialist. So I went all over Harris County, which is huge. And then I was the program coordinator. And that meant that I would coordinate all their conferences. Well, most of them, the conferences and the trainings and all of that. And so when the funding was discontinued for my job, I thought, well, I've been doing this. I can do this, you know, so I started a business. I was an event planner for a while. And so at the beginning of 2016, I thought, well, I really need to, you know, pump it up a little bit. So that's when I started studying social media and happened to find you in May and joined the free group first and then this one right away. And I thought, wow, that's a great deal. I can't beat that. So that's when I decided to start my own social media company, because although I work every day, at least I'm working at home, not crazy hours like you would have with being an event planner out at an event at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
And you've had some really cool projects. One of the things that I've shared with people before, I've shared it with my team, that I think is so cool, Karen, is that you're not necessarily a typical 60-year-old who's just looking forward to retirement. You're someone who's taking action and making big things happen. What do your friends say when you tell them, I'm taking on social media clients?
Well, actually, I don't really talk to them very much about that, but a couple of people have asked my advice about different things. And I don't really talk about it that much to my friends, just on my social media accounts.
Got it. Okay, so you've worked on a few really cool projects. There's one in particular that you were especially proud of, that you had awesome results with, and that was, of course, the film project. Can you share with us some of the experiences that you've had since starting to be a social media manager?
Oh, well, I did have to learn the hard way, and I didn't listen to you and did it the hard way, and that was to niche down, and I see people doing that. And I had to learn the hard way. I did that because I like dogs and cats. So I was going to try to work with that area, but it didn't work out. So then a year later, I just ended up rebranding. And now, you know, all of a sudden I worked with different kinds of industries. And so, yes, I've worked with several indie film producers to promote their films on social media. And that, I just really like that a lot. And I did work with one, I had one client that invented a tool for, or an object product, whatever, for male dogs. And so I did have one client in the pet industry. And I worked with a coach, like a life coach, and just a variety of people.
Yeah, and there was one major project that went really well in the film space. Tell me a little bit, because that's not a space I'm super familiar with. Tell me a little bit about some of the challenges and rewards that you experienced working with a filmmaker.
Well, the first one I did, their film was opening on Valentine's Day, so that was a pretty easy thing. You know, we just latched onto that, Valentine's Day. And so it was just getting the word out. They were actually available on the various platforms like Amazon and so forth, where you could rent or buy the movie. So we had a very specific audience that we were trying to reach, you know, people that use those platforms. And then I had another project with a producer whose film was actually Academy qualified. And so there's a process that you go through, like thousands of people. This is a short film, a live short film, present their films for consideration, and then they narrow that down to like 160. And then, you know, it's getting the word out. But of course, there's no official list of Academy members, because they'd have people camping out in their yards if there were. So that was a challenge for me, to try to reach people who we thought might be in the Academy.
That is a challenge. What did you do to go about overcoming that? Or I guess how I would say, how did you end up having success with something that most people would say, I don't know how to start?
Well, she did let me run Facebook ads, so that was fun. And I don't know if some of these choices have been eliminated or not, but you can go for the cultural affinity, the cultural affinity. And so we would do one ad that would include those people, and then the other ad would not, I explained, doesn't mean that you're really excluding other people, but you're targeting more on the people that you want to reach. And so, unfortunately, the Academy is made up mostly of middle-aged white males.
Right.
Yeah. So, and they're trying, there's efforts to make it more inclusive. It's going to take a while, but each year they're inviting more and more people that are in other minorities. So, yeah, and also I didn't want to reach only the men, but also the people, you know, like significant others who might have influence over them.
Wow. That's really smart to go about it that way. So when you finished the project, how did you feel when you knew that you had achieved your goals, or at least your goals of getting it out there?
Right.
And you guys got a great result. Do you remember off the top of your head what results you got?
Oh, that, well, I mean, we got, you know, 1 and 3 cent, like 1 cent, 3 second views, and 3 cent, 10 second views for video. So I thought we did pretty well. It was just so exciting working with her, and especially since it was Academy qualified, I was like, wow. And I really loved the film. And the plan has always been to make it into a full-length feature film.
Wow. And you got to play a huge role in that, which is phenomenal. So exciting. Absolutely. So one question I have is, to anyone who, let's say someone's been going about their whole life in a specific career, or maybe they've hopped around from career to career and they haven't found something that they love, what would you say to people about possibly trying being a social media manager? I know there's some apprehension towards it. What are your thoughts?
Well, that kind of leads me into my new project.
I love this.
One of my colleagues in SMU, Glow Ochoa, and I have started a Facebook group. It's called Social Media for Newbies 50 Plus. And this is for people that are 50 plus, although if you're under 50, we're not going to, you know, like refuse to let you in or anything. But people 50 plus who want to promote their businesses on social media, but they really are not comfortable with social media, don't have a lot of knowledge of what to do. And so that's the target audience.
That is so cool. Obviously, you know, I love Glow to pieces and I adore you. So I love seeing that you guys are combining forces. I think that's going to be an amazing group. I'm so excited about it.
Well, I remember last week I posted about how many people should you have before you go after your target audience, like how many people in your group? And you said 10 plus. We have 40 right now. So, and we haven't even like gone after, today's the day that we start going after our target audience, inviting
wow.
target audience.
Wow. Congratulations to you and Glow.
So we both made videos, which are in there.
That's amazing. I'm excited to hear how the growth of the group goes.
Yeah.
And that's for people who are looking to promote their business using social media, right?
Right.
Excellent. Well, Karen, I want to thank you so much for joining me. It sounds like you have awesome things in the works, which is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. The last couple of months I've created a couple of PowerPoint trainings, which I did in some SMU people's groups. And so that's been a good experience. Just getting more practice speaking.
I'm so excited for you. And I get to see you shortly at SMU Live.
Yes, yes.
Blast. Excellent. Well, if you are watching this and you say, wait a second, I actually want to become a social media manager, or what is this? Can I learn more about it? You can learn absolutely everything inside of Social Media United. It is just $1 to get started for 7 days. So you can go to smutrial.com and everything that you need will be available there. Of course, if you are a business owner who's looking to promote your business via social media and you are 50 plus, of course, Karen and Glow's group is the perfect place for you to go. Thank you so much for joining me, Karen. This has been wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Rachel.
All right. We'll see you all later. Bye.
Bye.